September 17, 1897. Received September 17, 1897. Extracts from a recent communication on schools by Mrs. E. G. White. We have labored hard to keep in check everything in the school, like favoritism, attachments, and courting. We have told the students that we would not allow the first thread of this to be interwoven with their schoolwork. On this point, we were as firm as a rock. I told them that they must dismiss all idea of forming attachments while at school. The young ladies must keep themselves to themselves, and the young gentlemen must do the same. The school was established at a great expense, both of time and labor, to enable students to obtain an all-round education, that they might gain knowledge of agriculture, a knowledge of the common branches of education, and above all, a knowledge of the Word of God. Those whom the Lord has presented to me as not being properly trained in the home life, who have not thought it necessary to use the powers of their mind and their physical strength and ingenuity as members of the home firm, will always look upon order and discipline as needless restraint and severity. Again and again, the Lord has presented this matter before me in clear lines. The teachers must be carefully picked. No haphazard work must be done in the appointment of teachers. Those who have devoted years to study and yet have not gained the education essential to fit them to teach others, in the lines the Lord has marked out, should not be connected with our schools as educators. They need to be taught the first principles of true, all-around education. We are living in solemn times, and the reason why there are so many failures in our schools is because teachers neglect to keep the way of the Lord. Some teachers feel the burden and carry the load of responsibility. Others do surface work. They fail to see that the woeful influence of this deficiency is seen in the words and deportment of their students. This influence counterworks the influence that God-fearing teachers, who aim to meet the high standard of Christian education, seek. I would that the teachers in our schools could be of God's selection and appointment. Souls will be lost because of the careless work of professedly Christian teachers who need to be taught of God day by day, else they are unfit for the position of trust. Teachers are needed who will strive to weed out their inherited and cultivated tendencies to wrong, who will come into line, wearing themselves the yoke of obedience, and thus giving an example to the students. The sense of duty to their God and to their fellow beings, with whom they associate, will lead such teachers to become doers of the word and to heed counsel as to how they should conduct themselves. God holds everyone responsible for the influence that surrounds his soul on his own account and on the account of others. He calls upon young men and young women to be strictly temperate and conscientious in the use of their faculties of mind and body. Their capabilities can be developed only by the diligent use and wise appropriation of their powers to the glory of God and the benefit of their fellow men. To know what constitutes purity of mind, soul, and body is the highest class of education. Paul the Apostle sums up in his letter to Timothy the attainments possible for him by saying, "Keep thyself pure." Impurity of thought or action will never be seen in the child of God. The body is represented as the temple of the Holy Spirit. Every encouragement and the richest blessings are held up before the overcomers of evil practices. But the most fearful penalties are laid upon those who profane the body and defile the soul. Students and teachers, blessed are the pure in heart now. Not, blessed will be the pure in heart. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Yes, as did Moses, they shall endure the seeing of him who is invisible. They have the assurance of the richest blessings, both in this life and in the life that is to come. Avoid exciting the brain. Too much study stimulates the brain and increases the flow of blood to it. The sure result of this is depravity. The brain cannot be unduly excited without producing impure thoughts and actions. The whole nervous system is affected, and this leads to impurity. The physical and mental powers are depraved, and the temple of the Holy Spirit is defiled. The evil practices are communicated, and the consequences cannot be estimated. I am compelled to speak plainly on this subject. The proportionate taxation of the powers of mind and body will prevent the tendency to impure thoughts and actions. Teachers should understand this. They should teach students that pure thoughts and actions are dependent on the way in which they conduct their studies. Conscientious actions are dependent on conscientious thinking. Exercise in agricultural pursuits and in the various branches of labor is a wonderful safeguard against undue brain taxation. No man, woman, or child who fails to use all the powers God has given him can retain his health. He cannot conscientiously keep the commandments of God. He cannot love God supremely and his neighbor as himself. Many whom God has qualified to do excellent work by giving them powers to use to his glory accomplish little because they attempt little. Thousands who come into the world pass through life as though they had no definite object for which to live, no standard to reach. Such will obtain a reward proportionate to their works. Health and a clear conscience will attend those who work faithfully keeping the glory of God in view. There are many who are mere fragments of men. In Christ is seen the perfection of Christian character. He is our pattern. His life was not a life of indolence or ease. He lived not to please himself. He was the Son of the infinite God, yet he worked at the carpenter's trade with his Father. As a member of the home firm, he faithfully acted his part in helping to support the family. All are capable of using their talents in God's service. God asks them only to do their best. Those who study the life of Christ and yoke up with him will not use the brain only, but will reason from cause to effect and will use every part of the human machinery. The Lord designs that useful labor shall compose a part of every man's life. The flood of corruption that is sweeping over our world is the result of the misuse and abuse of the human machinery. Men, women, and children should be educated to labor with their hands. Then the brain will not be overtaxed, to the detriment of the whole organism. Time is a talent, to be wisely employed. The voice is a talent, to be used in communicating knowledge that will make men pure, holy, and refined. The tongue should be educated to speak in such a manner that God will be magnified. Lord, increase my faith, will be the prayer of the true child of God. Deliver me from evil thoughts and perverse actions. Thus he is enabled to say with boldness, Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Completeness of Christian character is possible. How? We are complete in him. From Dr. Paulson's collection.